Planning and getting estimates doesn't have to be boring. You can always play poker. That's today's topic on the GoGo Radio Show. Hello and welcome again to another GoGo Radio Show, found exclusively here at GoGo.com. Today I am your host, Neil Roland, and I am going to tackle the topic of estimating, but not just estimating a particular method or technique to estimating. It's called planning poker. It's nothing that I have developed nor have any connection to it, but I have found it on the web and I have utilized it within my groups, and I found it to be very useful, and I thought, hey, might as well share it with you. It is a commercial product, but I don't think they charge anything for it. Their website is www.planningpoker.com, but I think it is a technique that has some usefulness, and I think you can apply it to your next planning session. And as always, you may contribute to the discussion and enter your comments into the box below, or you may visit my profile here at gogo.com. I welcome your input and the contributions to all of our community members in strengthening our message and assisting everybody else. And of course, as always, if you have an idea for a radio show, please feel free to email me or contact me, and I will certainly put it on our list. All right, planning poker. What is it, and how does it work? Well, you've probably been in situations before when you need to make an estimate on how long something most likely will take to complete. Certainly, you may have asked a programmer, how long do you think it's going to take to do X? Well, oftentimes, where does that guess come from? Well, let's say the top of their head. Maybe their expert judgment, maybe they just want to give you something that makes them feel comfortable, or something that will make you happy. Maybe it's too nice of an estimate. Maybe it's too conservative of an estimate. In any case, the estimate that comes from a person may be good, but there probably are going to be times when you need to dig in deeper. And there are many different techniques to get better estimates in your planning. And this method called planning poker is just an easy way and a little bit of fun interjected into it that you may find useful. How it works is you gather a group of people, and the size of the group doesn't matter. You want it to be a group, though, that is knowledgeable enough about the material or at least can contribute in a conversation, because the main goal of this is not just to get an estimate and a good time that you can use for planning, but just as importantly, it's to get the discussion, to get things weeded out. And what ends up happening is you end up with some risk management, some risk identification is done in there, some mitigation of the risks or different strategies that are starting to evolve from the conversations. So there are definite other benefits beyond just getting an estimate, because you can actually learn more or gain more from the discussion than you can for the end result. So keep that in mind. Don't just rush to the end just to get an estimate. The idea here is to understand the strengths of that estimate and where the rationale of those estimates are coming from. Essentially, what we need to do then is give a platform for people to give estimates, to get constructive narrowing down and at least some opinions to be made where they are given the platform to do so. What you do is you present a situation. Those are often works as the best modeling. Give them a situation or a scenario and explain to them, for example, we need to build this database to do X, Y, and Z. The customers will be using it to do this. How long will it take? Or you can use an example that is a little more narrow. For instance, I need this website with this new material put into our existing website. How long is it going to take to revamp and get it back running? Or you can even go even more granular, more detailed. In any case, you give them a situation, something to work off of, not just something too vague, like, how long do you think the project's going to take to get done? That's just too broad, and it's not going to work for our purposes. You need something concrete, something that they can work from. You present this situation to them, and instead of just throwing it out there and letting the loudest voice win, you're going to give them some playing cards, your poker cards. With the poker cards, you need to, and it's very simple, you can simply use the 5x3 index cards, sticky notes, cut up a piece of paper. It doesn't matter. In any case, you give them, and I found it works best with the index cards, so I'm going to use that as an example. You take those index cards, and you may have different time phrases or stages to it. For instance, I could have something that has a 1 day, 3 day, 5, 7, 9, and then maybe something way out there, like 15. If I know that it's probably going to fall within those ranges. So if I'm guessing to put back the website, and I'm thinking in my mind, historically, 3 to 5 days. All right, I know, maybe less, maybe more, but let's just use it for this example. I'm thinking it's going to be 3 days, but I want to see what my programmers say. I want to know what the web development team says, and maybe I have a graphic designer in here as well, because maybe she needs to give some of the elements that and make sure that they're connected and everything needs to work on. But I bring all these subject matter experts together because I want their various opinions of how long a certain scenario is going to take. And I give them those cards. Let's, like I said, maybe 1, 3, 5, 9, 13, and then 20. Let's go way out there. But I also want to give a 0 because there may be instances where they, maybe it's less than a day, maybe it is what they're saying, or it just simply cannot be done, and they want to be able to voice their opinions. But in any case, I give them the cards. They hold them to themselves, and when I ask them to, I say, lay out your cards. So when they lay out their cards, because people think at different speeds and you don't want a rushed decision, you want them to be able to consider it for a moment, contemplate, and then select the time estimate that they feel is best worthy. They select that card and place it face down, maybe the center of the table, maybe in front of them, wherever you wish to arrange it, or how you facilitate it. And then all at once, everyone can flip over their cards. You may see that everyone has put it in the same ballpark, but you may see some divergence. You may see somebody with that 21 or whatever far out number we gave, or you may see that everyone is all at 3. If everyone is at 3, then we can move forward. Maybe we can say, anybody else want to enter any information here, but it looks like that the group consensus is at 3. But if there are divergent thinkings, especially if there are lots of people maybe at 9 and maybe the majority still is at 3 and maybe one or two people at 1, but why is this massive group at 9? What I like to do when I'm facilitating such a planning poker session is let's hear from those outliers, the ones that are at the extremes from the, in this case, maybe people who wrote or flipped the 9 card over. Let's open the floor for them. Why is it going to take 9 days? Where do you see the obstacles? That is risk management, because we're seeing what is constraining them from being able to do it in 3 days. Why are they putting it 9? And the justification, the rationale that comes out of it is something that we need to think about in management, because maybe we need to eliminate those obstacles, or maybe they're just overshooting because their historical information is different. Let's weed it out. Because if you don't give them an opportunity to speak, it's better to speak through these obstacles, these constraints, these risks, these uncertainties now while it's just in discussion form, instead of me as a maybe a project manager or as a development or product manager, whoever, I put them as 3 days and it really is 9. Maybe those group that have put a 9-day estimate is actual. And now I find myself 6-plus days off schedule because they never had the opportunity to offer their suggestions, explain their identified risks, and maybe things could have been done to mitigate or eliminate those risks, avoid them in some way. So this gives an opportunity for people to discuss. Likewise, I've looked at or had the ability for the ones at the high end to speak. I also want the low end to speak. And it doesn't matter which way I go, but I want at least to get the big picture. And likewise, I don't want to eliminate the ones in the middle, but they generally will start to speak up as the others are entering their opinions and their suggestions. And what happens then is this discussion starts to formulate into a group idea, a group consensus. And what I like to do is run it again. Set everybody back to their cards, pick up the same, the cards that they discarded, and let's vote again. After enough time for the discussions to come about, let's re-vote. And they could pick the same exact card, or based on the considerations of what the others have said, they thought about, that is a good point. We forgot about X, Y, and Z. And they may put a new estimate out there. And the same way you did the first one, you lay out the cards and you all flip them over at the same time, and we get to see where we are falling in a group. And again, I want to stress that you want to put it face down, because if somebody puts it face up and they're the first person, that usually starts to not force, but you start to influence the other people, and they may follow the trend. So it's best everyone get an equal opportunity and lay it face down. Then you flip them back over, and you may find that everyone, we have agreed, it's back at 3 or back at 5, and everyone says, it's good. But you may still have those outliers that refuse to give up. And that's good because they want to make their point made, or maybe it's bad because they're just being stubborn. They may choose to fold, which means I understand the group's thinking that this is only going to take us 5 days, but I want it to be known that there are certain risks that I don't think we're considering full enough. So for the betterment of the group, I'm going to accept 5 as the estimate, but I am conscientiously objecting. I'm saying this is my opinion, but I will go with the group. This can be done in many iterations, as many as you feel is necessary, depending on how many scenarios you bring, how complex those scenarios are, whatever you're trying to determine, or how detailed or how precise you wish that estimate to be. But in the end, remember that estimates are purely guesses. They're educated guesses, and the more due diligence you do, of course, the better estimates that we get. But in all, the idea, the true advantage from doing these sessions are the lively discussions that come about, because there's that justification, there's some proof, there's some knocking out different perspectives that weren't thought of before, and that is going to hopefully, if done and facilitated correctly, make the estimators feel that they contributed and help bring about a realistic and stable time frame which they can complete the activities, but also you as a manager or a project manager or however you're running or in whatever position you may be in is getting some accurate forecasts, some accurate estimates, and that way you can really make it more productive. The example that I gave there, I used the index cards with the numbers on it, whatever numbers you wish, and that is best when you have a group that is together, that they're co-located in a central spot where they can be face-to-face. There is another option out there on the Planning Poker website. They do offer a virtual sort of software style of, or I guess a web-based version for this that will enable diverse groups, or I mean, sorry, virtual groups to be able to place their estimates. And this can be done where there are some face-to-face people and then some off-site people, or it can be done all off because it's web-based online. And you may find that to be more productive way so they don't have to leave their desk. But of course, if they're at their desk, they're probably going to be distracted, or you don't want them to be not in the conversation too much. You want to make sure that they're attentive, maybe use the timers in there or play the game in a way that is where there's instant messaging or some kind of voice that makes sure that people are more engaged. But in any case, that is one of the strategies or techniques that you can use to develop a better and maybe more useful estimates with your group so that you can get better plans in place. All right, that concludes this GoGo Radio Show for today. You may contact myself or others in the boxes below, bring your opinions out, and join the discussion. You may also contact me. You may see my profile here at gogo.com and let me know if you have another idea for a radio show. Look forward to hearing from you again, and have a great day.